Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Enter the Light on Blog Talk Radio. It is Friday night, October 12th, 2018. And tonight we have a full house for our hosts and a great topic of discussion for everybody during this crazy ride of this new moon that's come into play. So first, let me introduce a little bit about each of our hosts this evening. We have Jan Drake Bakke, who is a certified psychic medium. She is also works on crime cases as well as private readings. Jan also does inspired poetry with her spirit team that are available for songs, ceremonies, or just for something special with your loved one. So you can scope out Jan on Facebook and her website. We'll be sharing that information at the end of the show for each of our hosts tonight. And then we have Ryan Adragna. Ryan is an energy healer. He and his team work from the 7th to 12th dimensions. They use various techniques such as Reiki and Sekhem and a few others that Spirit likes to keep under their hood as to how it all works. And then I went blank. I think it was the ice cubes, Ryan. And then we have Natasha Scott with us this evening. And Natasha, let me pull up her info real quick because I haven't got hers memorized. Oh. But Natasha is a master intuitive energy healer, a happiness coach, and a palm reader. She's been on this road for many, many years, intuitively knowing how to help people with difficult life situations in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual areas. She's done many years studying palmistry, which has always been a big mystery to Natasha and really drove her into exploring it as how it maps out things in our lives and in our life plans. Natasha is also available for private sessions. So is Ryan. And then there's me, Shannon Johnson, metaphysical facilitator and medium. I've got 20 years experience in the field. My team likes to provide information to assist you in your life journey and the choices in front of you without interfering with your soul contract and your free will of choice. We also have Heather Filona. And Heather's going to be a little bit delayed tonight, but Heather is an evidential medium and intuitive coach. She works with her spirit team and your loved ones to help you move past any blockages while you're here being human. So you can also contact Heather on her website, and we'll be providing those at the end of the show. Now, our topic tonight, the new moon, October 9th, on Tuesday, we just transitioned with the new moon to be in placement with Libra. And we understand for a lot of our callers that astrology is one of those convoluted areas that we struggle to comprehend how it impacts us. So our panel tonight is going to give you a little bit of insight on this, and hopefully it's going to help you with how you're moving forward through this next phase. Welcome, guys. Glad to have everybody tonight. We got a great topic to talk about.
Thank you, Shannon. Great
Thank
intro.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
As always,
so who would like to lead off our topic?
I'm hiding behind Jan, not me.
Well, no problem, Ryan. Natasha, you do some really good information with astrology. Would you like to start us off tonight?
Sorry, who are you talking to?
You.
Okay. I'm just making sure. All right, I will talk about it. Okay, so yes, it's a new moon in Libra. also complicated by the fact that Venus has gone in retrograde from October 5th to November 16th. And that means looking at connections and going deep with these connections, but it's not a time to start dating someone or breaking up with someone, because you may want to break up with them during this time, but you're not going to want to after. So, and then with the new moon in Libra, well, Libra is about balance. So it's about truth rising up to the surface. And then we always see that in politics. We see it with the Me Too movement. That's what's going on with the new moon in Libra. So anyone else want to add to that?
Oh, I have lots of notes. I was studying today.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's really interesting for me because I have I'm a Scorpio sun with a Libra ascendant and a Libra moon. So for me, this has been a really intense period since we moved into the sun sign of Libra. But now we have the new moon in Libra. And the full moon is in Scorpio. So for me, it's like, oh, my goodness, talk about stuff coming up, balancing those scales. And, you know, Libra is all about the sign of partnerships. It's about balance. It's about justice. It's about going inside. And right now with this alignment with Venus in retrograde, we still have Uranus doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so this is really bringing up that internal voyage of going really deep into all kinds of parts of ourselves for it to then come out and become reflected in our external world. And we're seeing a lot of the polarity going back and forth. I was watching Kapasha lecture earlier, and he was talking about how Venus and Mars have been squaring off for a while now. And we all see Venus as the love, the feminine, and Mars is the warrior, the masculine energy. And they've been just going head to head. And with this new Libra energy coming in about the new beginnings, it's really bringing out those conflicts, inner conflict with oneself, conflict within our relationships, and exposing areas that we really have not wanted to look at, but that we have felt were unfair, unjust. It's also a period to really focus on bringing balance into the two halves of ourselves within. We all are masculine and feminine. We have both sides in every aspect of our life, and one side will take the front load for a while, and then we try to balance it with the opposite. And with this new moon energy, it's really pushing us to look at how we're bringing in our masculinity and our femininity into a harmony. One of the other things I saw coming up was that this is a time that we're getting confronted with truths. And I found that really one of those aha moments. It's not just about truth in our external world, which we're having a huge, you know, as a community, a spiritual community, as a human community, but also internally, that we're noticing truths about ourselves, being able to speak the truth, being able to speak the truth to our own mirror, and being accountable for our own actions. And I just found that information really kind of hit home for me today. The more I was looking at it and going, yeah, I can see facets of my life in which this is really coming to the surface. And one of the other things that caught my attention is that this is also, this new moon Libra energy is forcing us to look at our fears and facing them head on.
Wow.
Not to cower, but to find our inner strength and our inner power again, and using that as a stabilizer to face our fears and break through them into new paradigms of self. What do y'all think?
That's amazing. Gosh.
Yeah,
well,
that's why I'm going to hide behind Jan. Can't top that one, man.
I know, I can't top that. No way. Neither one of them.
Someone's
I can't top either one of them.
Someone's got a PhD. Who's hiding it?
That's okay. I just do what I can.
Yeah.
And I think Heather is. I saw Heather, so I think she's
okay.
You come in, and I just have poetry basically, it's a really neat time right now, and I think Libra is such a beautiful sign in general. My grandmother was Libra, and I have a few friends who are Librans, but as far as, you know, I'll just read off some poetry, and this one's called Libra New Moon Balance. And it goes, Libra moon sword is of seeking balance, of good intentions, from golden light with honorable mentions. Libra moon sword is of gratefulness, hopefulness, fairness, and bringing beauty and bliss. And this one's called A New Dance, New Beginnings, Balance Poem. Liberate and free oneself from self-denying and depreciating one may hold, depreciation one may hold. Let go to new intentions in finding fairness, harmony, yet being bold. A new beginning to assert freedom, confidence, love, peace, and balance, and gaining a new identity, a new life, and a new dance. And then, let's see, this one's called That Fine Equilibrium. Some days we crack. It's not fun. It is whack. The light shines in brightly, letting go of what held us so tightly. We have to reassess our mess and confess, trying to find the balance again, that fine equilibrium. As the light comes in, we always get back from those days that we crack. And then this one's called A New Day. Hope, wonderment, adventure, and play, a chance to see a future, new day. And this is called It's a New Day. Again, move on, let go, appreciate, and learn from the past. Start anew daily. It's a new day. It all goes by so fast. And this one's called Cosmic Continuum. Entering and exiting this time zone. Make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which helps us keep our equilibrium. And this last poem goes, Mandala Within. Feel that mandala within swirling its colorful forces to begin an amazing whirlwind from creative divine sources. Let it shine its radiance throughout your soul. It manifests purity and cleanses as its goal. Let it soothe all disharmony and restore balance with its power. Receive its transcendence and let its light be a shower. Listen to its celestial music as it sings so spectacularly. Tasting its sweetness while it flows so miraculously, peace is pleasant and love begins to reign. The mandala is now effervescent. A white dove appears, a sign of love that will remain. And what I wanted to say was, when I was going to counseling about 10 years ago, she said that whatever you can relate to or resonate with or just plain liked, if there was 50% of that that you could agree with, then it was worth dealing with. And I've always just really loved that motto that she kept for balance, because sometimes there's so many things that we come upon in our life or don't know if we should be part of or how should I feel about that. And I can't take all of that in and all that stuff in. To help balance that, I really have had to balance stuff like that out because I get so involved with so many different things. And if you are able to handle 50%, then it's okay to just take whatever you want out of that. You know what I mean? You don't have to get rid of it totally. You don't have to take it all on either. You can just take what you can deal with. And then that makes it easy to handle. You know what I mean? And so anyway, that's all I want to say for the Libra Moon balance tonight.
Okay. And Heather Filona has been able to join us now. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, thank you. Sorry I'm a bit late.
That's okay. Do you have something you'd like to share on our topic tonight?
Nothing in general. I think I'm always fascinated how with astrology and how the moon and everything plays a role in the star, everything. It's fascinating. It just kind of goes to show that we are so much more than as it appears, and the influence of those things in our lives. So I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, it's fascinating. I'm always fascinated by the topic.
Yeah, and this is a really good time to be here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's things that are happening in our planetary alignment that haven't happened, some of them for 26 years, some of them for over 100 years, and it's really coming in strong to us now, especially the more that people are awakening to their...
Hello?
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
Did we lose her?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. So, while we're waiting for her to join, I completely agree with where she was going with that. You know, I'm an enthusiast of the subject. I haven't really studied a lot about it, but I'm always fascinated, and I see it happening. It's funny, especially as I join more with like-minded people, we all, it's almost like there's concessions made. Okay, well, it's definitely the energetic vibrations that's going on right now, or, we might be going through a funk with something, but then we come out kind of like the phoenix, and you see that, and it's people that don't have that awareness and understanding of how those things work, they just kind of think they're going through something, not realizing that it's the shift that's occurring. And I think you always come out ahead. I think that's kind of what she was getting at with that. But you see it a lot. And as you create an awareness to it, it really kind of changes things. And I feel like you kind of get the upper hand in life in terms of how to kind of better deal with the situations that you're faced with at that time.
That's true, right? That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but this new moon with Libra, is that I've had to, the last, I don't know, couple days, I've had to cancel appointments and personally, because... you know, not that a healer needs to be healed. A healer does need to be healed every time to time. But my energies have just been swirling. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the heck happened to me? I feel light. I mean, I even took an hour nap before coming on the show. And I was like, man, I don't even know if I'm up to this right now. Because the energies coming in are so intense. I just literally wiped the heck out of me. I mean, and I don't know if that's part of that process or not, but even within the past week or so, I've been fighting with myself to say, come on, get some red, maybe I better start drinking some Red Bull, I don't know. But usually it's not been this intense. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but, it's been crazy.
I think there's ascension symptoms happening right now, too. Like, even Pamela Erlen was talking about that. She's been getting the hotness on the bottom of her feet. I've been getting that, and hot face. And and then some days...
Oh, that's interesting. My feet have been burning up. My feet have been burning up, Natasha.
I know,
that's
and so that's definitely not a menopause symptom.
Okay.
So, but even men that I talk to are getting the fiery face thing. So there's all these ascension symptoms, and those are part of the event started on March 18th. And I heard that it's wrapping up around the third week of October. So we have all the astrology stuff going on. We have the solar storms going on. And every time we feel those, that's another thing, plus the ascension symptoms. So at this point in time, we're feeling a lot. And that's why you're seeing a lot of crazy, like people who work with the public are like reporting that people are getting really angry, really impatient. But then people who are wonderful and who stay centered are even more wonderful than usual.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on where you are.
Yeah.
I think it's like an overextension. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just, my the dreams are really intense right now, too. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like it's emphasizing those elements. So, like you said, if you know, if people generally are frustrated, there's a higher emphasis on that. But I think it's kind of almost sort of force that awareness within yourself. I've lately had the awareness of, you know, being a busy mom and busy with work and, you know, kids and just life in general. I definitely feel extended, overextended, if you will. And I think that is highlighted, and it sort of makes you take a step back and say, you know, what matters here? What's the priorities? Because, it definitely can take you out of balance. And I think just the overall grounding, that it creates that awareness. I think in general we tend to go through those motions, but times like this, it really makes you kind of like get a little bit more manic about it. And then that, you know, is sort of where the opportunity is created to have that review.
Excellent. All right, so are we ready to take some callers here?
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can see the board here, Jim, but I don't know. Do I have the ability to manipulate it because I didn't call in as host?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure.
Let me try one.
Push the red.
Let me try it right now. Yep. Okay. Area code 865. You are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Yes. This is Beth from Tennessee. Hey, Ryan.
Welcome to the show, Beth.
I knew I would get picked. I just kind of wanted
tonight
to listen. This may be a stupid question, but for those who do ascend, never mind. I don't even know what I'm trying to ask. I'm really just wanting to listen.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm talking to a bunch of psychics and trying to lie, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you just want to listen, we can go ahead and put you on mute if that's okay with you.
Yes, that works. Thank you.
Okay. And here we go. I hope this works. Okay, area code 562, you're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
This is Yvonne from California.
Could you speak up, please?
Yes, Yvonne from California.
Yvonne from California. Okay, from California, okay. Do you have a question for us tonight, please?
Yes. Question is, do you see me moving to a new location anytime soon?
Sounds like you're going through a wind tunnel. I couldn't even hear your question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say it again. Is it better? Hello?
Yeah, we're
better?
Here. Go ahead.
Do you see me moving to a new location soon?
No.
Hello?
Hello? Ryan,
yeah, we're here.
can you hear me now? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can.
Okay.
So Yvonne, this is Heather. Yeah, I think I caught it correctly. You were asking if you're going to be moving to a new location soon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to ask, is there something going on with you around schooling, or are you, is there something with education that you're pursuing at this time? It could even just be a personal hobby, but I feel that energy around you.
Yes, I'm in school trying to get my AA degree for communication.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that you asked the question, but Spirit, I always say, you know, give me what's around the person and they need to hear about right now. So I feel like there's something with schooling. Now, is this a school where does it require you to stay where you're at, or do you have the capability and what to do? Because I feel there's something that's kind of the holding thing for you right now. I feel like this is your focus. This is what you need to be looking at. And then once you get through that, the next doors will be open. But I feel like if you were to introduce any sort of move or any change outside of what you're focusing on with your schooling, it probably wouldn't be ideal. You can do whatever you want, obviously, but there's something really like on focus for you that's kind of the next big goal. So that's what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to ask a clarifying question. So is this something to where it feels like, I don't know if you do, if you have some place where you go into school or something, but again, there's something, it feels like there's something more localized about the area where you need to stay in order to complete that. So I think that's all I'm getting. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Anyone else? Yeah, Natasha here. I pulled some angel cards for you, and I pulled up new beginnings and intention. So I am seeing new beginnings somewhere, so I don't know if it's the move or if you're going in a different direction, like somewhere else in your life maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Like, hopefully, basically, so. are you wanting to move?
Yes.
Okay. So that's maybe why I pulled up the new beginning card. I don't know. And how much time do you have left in your school?
Oh, a year and a half. I just started.
Okay. Well, you can never know 100% with timing, so maybe that's, like, you know, down the road. Or maybe, like I said, it's new beginnings or something else in your life, maybe a new friendship or a new partnership.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I would have something for her. I'm going to hang up from her now. I would have something for her, but now that I'm running the board, I don't know what happened to Shannon, but... Now that I'm running the board, I can't do my telepathy, so I'm going to go to the next caller here. I can't read.
I had something for her, but she left too fast. It's okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I can't channel and run the board at the same time. That's my character.
Oh, no, I know. Well, Ryan, if you want me to, I can handle the calls if you want, or doesn't matter. I can do the calls if you want to do channeling or not.
All right, hold on. I just picked up one. See if I can pick up my telepathy again. Area code 561, you're on the air. Can we have your name and who you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida.
Could you spell your name, please?
Stacey.
Okay, thank you. Stacy from Florida. How are you doing? Do you have a question for us tonight, please?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to a new career and my finances, because they're both, well, they're intertwined right now and they're stagnant.
Hmm.
see.
Yeah, hey Jan.
Yeah, I have an animal for her.
Okay, I was gonna say, did you want to run the board so I can start channeling, or how did you want to do this?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, whatever you feel like doing tonight. If you feel like that, I will be happy to do that. That'll be fine.
Okay, I'm gonna get off the board.
Okay.
I'm gonna start connecting here telepathically so I can start working with them, and then if you want to take over the board, I can help them out.
Sure. Okay, good. And Stacy, what I see for you just right away is I see animals. It's like the first thing I see, and it looks like to me there's a some type of cat there, and it looks like a chocolate colored cat. And so I'm just gonna give you what that is, and it gives you a few ideas on what might be going on with you. And when the cat shows up, it's a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. And I actually forgot what your question was because I just had the doorbell. Everything's going on at once. And it says, honor your sensuality by dancing and having time doing movement and being physical. And listen closely to your intuitive guidance. And it's a period of magic and mystery. Pay attention to the signs that come around you. And whatever is going on in your relationships or that could be self-defeating in relationships or any type of material goods, this is the time where it's going to be replaced with something more suitable and positive for you. So that's really good. So I'm just going to leave it at that and let the others go on, and that just gives you a little tidbit from an animal.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hey, Stacy. I had a chance to plug into your energy field now that I'm not running the board. I want you to, as I'm scanning your chakras here, you got a little bit of noise or a little interference going between your second and third chakras. I would characterize it as light stomach aches, kind of chronic in nature, but there's something going on that's bleeding down to your feet. It's like you're not grounded. I'm also picking up some. I got some tension in my jaw muscles, so that's commonly associated with failing to speak your truth. So your fifth chakra is kind of jacked up a little bit. Through no fault of your own, pursed lips, there's a lot of things going on in your life that you kind of hold back on. You don't really speak your mind, per se. I've got a rock, right underneath my ribs, where it's like a lot of people, when they hold in negative energies, they hold them between their shoulders and the back of their neck, where you know your skull meets your neck, and they get sore necks. That's why people go to the massage parlor to get their backs massaged. You happen to have it right underneath your rib cage. There's a big rock there, so you need to get that released. Work on grounding yourself if you're not already doing so. Epsom salt baths. Get yourself three crystals to keep the negative energies away: black hematite, black tourmaline, and clear quartz. Dream catcher. Get yourself a dream catcher if you don't have one, and some white sage. Your mediumship abilities, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
You are kind of in tune to them. You're kind of curious, but you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're kind of aware of them, but you're like blowing them off. Well, your guys don't want you to blow them. Your guys don't want you to blow them off. They're like, "Hello, McFly. Anybody home? Hello." Like for that Back to the Future movie with Marty McFly.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to say, just relax. Let that water go down the drain spout. Let it ebb and flow and just go with it, okay? It ain't going to hurt you. It's going to help you. And then I'm still bothered. I've got some sensations from my knees going down to my feet. I haven't quite figured out. Maybe that's got something to do with you not grounding yourself. But let me scan the other fields here. Depression. A recent bout of depression. Need you to cut some cords. Work with a healer or do something to cut some cords from a previous lifetime to recover from what you're going through right now. They're telling me that you've it's not the depression that you're going through is not constant. It's not a constant wave. It's like a roller coaster. It comes and goes. It's got its highs and lows. But when it hits, it hits. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get depressed, you get depressed, and you have to claw your way out of that hole. You're not a fan of it, but it doesn't last long. But when it does hit, it hits, and you feel like crap. So I want you to get that cleared somehow. Like I said, there's many methods or ways to do that. Let's see what else here. I'm looking for some bright spots. Here's a bright spot for you. You need this. This is a potential bright spot, Stacey. Your smile lights up the room. Your smile lights up the room. Okay. You have a gorgeous smile. You need to use it more. Your smile is your power. Gorgeous eyes and a gorgeous smile. You light up the room. And you're a people magnet. Because when you smile, people say, hey, how are you? You know, that type of thing. And you know it's true. Because you don't smile a lot, but when you do, people are attracted to you. So that's one of your biggest qualities. So, you know, what I want you to take an inventory of yourself, okay, and understand what makes Stacey happy. What makes you happy? And then draw upon that every day and go out there and kick some ass and chew some bubble gum and say, yeah, I'm having a fine day. This is I couldn't ask for anything better. Do you have any questions for me?
With the Epsom salt bath, it's just Epsom salt and that's it? You know?
Yeah.
Top to bottom. Yeah. I mean, it's just a regular bath.
Yeah, just draw your bath water. I like mine nice and hot. It depends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pour like a cup or two of Epsom salt. For the callers and listeners out there who don't have bathtubs, take a cup of salt and pour it on the top of your seventh chakra or the top of your head, and then you know hit the shower head, get your head nice and moist, and then rub that salt all over your body. It does the same thing. So if you don't have a bathtub, that's what you do. But if you do have a bathtub, yeah. And then throw some essential oils in there.
Does that work at the beach, or it's a different thing? Go to the beach.
You're the very first person to ask me that, because the beach is the beach is salt water. I don't know the answer to that. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
Just go to the beach. It's cleansing.
You got me on that one.
The beach would do the same thing. It's still salt water if it's
yeah.
the ocean.
Yeah.
That's
always, even better.
At the New Year's, I always go to the beach. And I'm like, I'm going to let the rub this negativity or the salt and just go, you know, get a salt bath.
There you go. Yep. And then enjoy the sun god Ra as he's beating down on you with his rays of energy. But yeah, no. Any other trick questions for me, Stacey? All right. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So Stacey, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. I feel like I need to bring up, Spirit's asking me to talk about there's a connection with your father. And so when I feel like, yeah. So there's
I definitely need a salt bath.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the biggest thing that, like, right away, and I feel a lot of emotional attachment to it. It's very draining. It's very, it's a feeling of, there's an emotional center, and a lot of this stuff that Ryan was talking about, Spirit was kind of explaining, like, the sense of, like, getting self-acceptance and the feeling of, I also feel like there might be something around feelings of worthiness associated to that that relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Is your father still here?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because I feel, there's definitely some things that you need to do dealing with it. Spirit's making me feel like... And I don't accept this if you do not agree, but I feel like there in many ways is a feeling of, there's the personal drive within someone who wants to accomplish things for themselves, and then there's others. It's like feeling like they have to do it in order to maybe on a subconscious level kind of please someone else or something to that effect. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I feel like I need to tell you that when you ask the question about your career and where you're going, you need to answer that for yourself and what you want, not what your father wants. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So once you can answer that and you define your definition of success, not a self-imposed one that's put upon you, that's when you'll achieve what you desire, whatever that may be. And it's not success for everyone is very different. It could be a job where you work from home. It could be flexibility. It could be a job where you learn new stuff, but you may not make a lot. You define what that looks like. It's not by anyone else's standards. So that's what I need to give you from Spirit, and just work on focusing on yourself and not the extenuating outliers that don't really shouldn't have an influence on your life.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully that was helpful.
Uh-huh, it was.
This is Natasha. I pulled some angel cards for you.
Okay.
And I pulled the meditation card and the balance card, which definitely follows up with what Heather and Ryan were saying. You really need to go and work on your inner self. So meditation will create that balance that you're lacking in your life right now, because you are worried about money and career, and money and career is so much on your self-worth, right? So you have to work on just loving yourself and being at peace with yourself, because if you don't really believe in yourself, you're not really going to feel like any company or whoever will believe in you, whether you want to work for a company or have your own business. You really need to believe in yourself. And basically, okay, Don't let anyone else define you. You just go into your own heart, figure out who you are, and then follow what your heart tells you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great. All right.
Thank you.
So I think we covered it.
You're welcome.
And Stacy, please call us back and let us know how you're doing. And I think if you do meditation and any kind of yoga or dance would be helpful too. It's always really nice for you. And so give us a call back and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're just going to go right ahead on, and let's see. I'm trying to get the right timings here. They're not on my, okay. We're going to go to, 330, here we go. 330, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from? What's your question to?
This is Kim from Ohio, and my
okay.
question is about love life.
Okay. So let's see here. If an animal comes through, I'm going to give it to you. I do. I see something right away. And it is a white horse. And I've been having white horses anyway a lot lately, but not really with, not on the radio lately. You know, I haven't seen them on the radio, but you have one. So there you go. And white horse signifies freedom, and it's not in any of my books, so I know what it is, way. But this horse was sitting down, kind of curled up, but it was definitely sparkly and white and full, and it actually means tuning into your spiritual self more and more. It's a time where your soul is going to be set free. That's what it's about. And it belongs to those who jump the hurdles of life with ease. Some of the words that go with it are nobility, pride, transcendent freedom, independence, life and death, fertility, travel across time and space, power of the mind and body and spirit, trusting relationships, service to others, and it says a little more, building beautiful souls. Consider what kind of spiritual gifts Horus has appeared to bestow on you. And it's, let's see, I'm trying to get the best, there's so much here. It's Horus in general is just a very helpful spirit. It's all about independence and finding your balance within yourself and following your spirit, following your heart self, your soul, you know. And it's also an excellent teacher about personal energy. It wants to move. Horses want to move. They want to get out. They want to go, and they want to go on to the next level. So, it's also about taking trips, like, you know, taking a trip somewhere. So anyway, that's what Horus is, and I'm going to leave that with you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyone so, else? Kim, hi, this is Heather. Yeah, I'll
hi.
Jump in. Hi, so right when you called in, Spirit had brought up... is there a relationship either, I feel like there has been a relationship. If you're not currently in one, there's been one that's been recently, or it's like a, I don't know if it's a longstanding that's been kind of not in and out. Do you understand this? I feel like there has been a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. And what I'm getting is the feeling of there's not the unity that you would expect in a relationship. I feel like there might be a little bit more pulling from your partner's side. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So it actually goes pretty nicely with what Jan was saying based off what I was getting from Spirit. Spirit's telling me to tell you, basically, this is a situation where I feel like, and again, if this doesn't serve you, don't take it, but I feel like there's a situation where there's a little bit... Obviously, with a partnership, you expect a certain, you know, amount of engagement from your partner, and you're not getting that. And so, from your perspective, you may not be feeling like your needs are being met, or it's not your, you know, definition of what a love relationship should look like. So, what I feel like I'm getting for you specifically is about that independence. And it's interesting because that's exactly what was running through my mind from Spirit, and then she had mentioned regarding the independence. There's a call to you to really find kind of that love within yourself, or just your own independence. I mean, you know, for me in particular, I enjoy being alone. And I mean, I'm married, but I enjoy alone time. And I love spending time with myself. Maybe it's because I'm overwhelmed because I have three kids, and, you know, locking myself in a room is not uncommon. But the point being is just it's being able to kind of find that independence within your own self and getting more acquainted with that element versus necessarily relying on that relationship. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm still single. He's interested and is keeping me on the line, but he's with someone, keep telling me that he's leaving her, and he hasn't. So I need to know to move on or to stay because he really is going to leave her.
I don't feel like he will, is what I'm getting at. I don't feel like he's a solid. I don't feel, I just don't get the sense that he's going to be there with you. I feel like this is something to where you need to just kind of stand on your own with it. That's just the sense that I get with that.
Okay.
Probably not the answer you wanted to hear, but that's, I just.
No, I need to know because I'm tired of.
Yeah. I feel like you're getting the runaround, if I'm being honest. So,
yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. So, but you know, but that's not to say, so that's the individual that I was getting, but I do see there being other opportunity for you, but it's being able to make a break from that situation. And because it's almost like, you know, on a, people read energy more so than what you say. And you understand that because you pick that up from him. He says one thing, but the energy, the vibes he gives you is very different. It's the same thing. You've almost kind of put on your do not disturb, I'm in this relationship, so to speak, you know, this potential. You know, put the light back on, ready to go, and I have no doubt that you will find the relationship that you need and deserve.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Okay, Natasha here, I pulled some angel cards for you. And I got divine timing and power. Okay, so I do think when the time is right, the next person is going to come in for you, and they're going to be a much better match to you. But also with the power card, I'm thinking that you need to empower yourself. And I'm also a happiness coach, so I'm going to throw some of that at you as well. But if you focus on your self-love, if you focus on your interests, maybe go to some meetups with other people that have the same interests as you. Because as soon as you have more things in common, you're going to have a deeper connection with a person. So these are the things I think will help you to move forward. And just like don't sell yourself short with this person, because the universe is going to provide someone much better for you.
Thank you. I believe that too.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Did you want to add anything, Ryan?
No, actually, Heather and all you guys nailed it. There's not much more I can add to this. I'm not going to waste your time. you guys nailed it. I mean, I have nothing else to add. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Kim, thank you, and we'll love to hear back from you and see how you're doing. Take care. Thanks for calling in. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we are moving right along. And, Shannon, I just want to say I'm sorry that you got taken out, but maybe you get to have the night off and take it easy. And you gave us a beautiful intro, and so we're just going to move on to 519. Here we go. Oops. Is that one of us, 519? Oh, Heather, is that you? Okay.
I'm 303.
Oh, you're 303.
No,
okay.
I'm 519.
Yep.
I'm 519.
Okay, Natasha, sorry. Okay, what about 856? Oh, 856 is listening.
And, yeah, I put them on earlier.
Oh, my goodness. We're out of calls. That is just so not heard of. Oh, we had several calls.
Oh, yeah, well, we had two that dropped.
Yes, we did. I see that. We had several that dropped. And 865 is listening. We could still give 865 a reading if she wants it, but she was listening.
What about 856?
Let's see. 856. Oh, hi, are you there?
Yeah, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I just wonder what you might be picking up about my finances. Any improvement coming along with my finances?
I got Bunny Rabbit. I see Bunny Rabbit. With like the pink ears and stuff. So let's see what they. It was right on the couch. That's funny. Let's see. They usually are talking about. Well, they're very fertile type of animals, and they are talking about moving ahead, jumping forward, and they are just extremely creative animals. So I'm, come on, I hate this when I can't get there. And they're really into health, eating health. You know, they represent eating healthfully. And it's a very creative time. Be extra vigilant for the next couple days. For anything that could be iffy showing up, and they're really into the vegetarian diet, so pay attention to your diet. Doesn't mean you have to be a vegetarian or anything like that, but maybe eat more vegetables. Let's see. And you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness, and then a burst of energy. And that's how they do. They're mellow, and then all of a sudden, boom, they're jumping. And it's a great opportunity to take advantage of anything that comes by, and you need to act quickly. In other words, that's what it is. You're going to act quickly when something happens. And it's a cycling through your professional life. So that's talking about work and jobs and your personal life. And it's saying to remain calm, and it's also an animal that represents our art, artistic, and creativity. So I'm just going to leave it at that and let you go with the bunny.
Okay. Thank you.
Mhm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Natasha here. I pulled some angel cards for you. I'm seeing you got the answered prayer card, so I think things are going to improve with your finances. You also got the forgiveness card, so the question is, the forgiveness thing may be blocking you. So are you needing to forgive someone or forgive yourself for anything that you're not really dealing with that you need to deal with?
So much. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, between me and other people, yeah. So,
yeah. Now, when we say the word forgiveness, I'm going to tell you what a lot of people take away from that. I have to say what they did was okay, so they get really upset and they don't want to forgive someone, right? But that's not the right attitude. The better way to look at it is it's not saying that it was okay. It's what you really want to do is just have compassion and understanding for what they were feeling and thinking at that time. If you can do that, you've already forgiven them.
Okay, right? I'll have to work on that. Okay.
Yeah, it does come down to compassion and understanding, but you want to have that same thing for yourself as well. Have compassion and understanding for yourself when you disappointed yourself. And if you can heal those areas, It's gonna clear the money blockages.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome.
And Laura, this is Heather. What would be the medical connection I'm getting around you? Are you in that field? Or are you in like some sort of healing field or something?
I developed training in the past. It's probably about 10 years ago or so. It's been a while. I used to develop training and train medical personnel on software. But
okay.
I also do Reiki. I'm also have been attuned to Reiki, so that might be what you're picking up.
Okay. Yeah, I just got the medical presence around you, kind of the healing, all that stuff. I don't know if this is your grandfather or father. I'm getting a energy of a man who's passed. I feel like it's more of a grandfather energy. I feel like it's more of your father's father. Has your father's father passed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall him being good at finances or something around finances? I feel like there's a connection there with him. Do you understand that?
No, I wouldn't know because I was little when he passed. He was very old. He was in his 80s. So I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay. He's stepping forward as if to, he's making me feel like I'm getting the connection with my grandfather, and he was good with finance, you know, worked in a financial institution. I'm getting that connection with him, and I feel like there's something with him to where he's helping you with that as well. I feel like there's something with you that I understand that you didn't know him very well, but he knew you, and he still knows you, and he's still around you. He still has his energy with you, and so I feel like he's helping you. You know, our guides on our other side are often our loved ones that have passed, even if we don't necessarily feel like we had the connection, they're still very much connected, and there's things that they'll do to guide us along the way, and areas that they may have been good at, they will step in to help you on that journey as well. So I feel like that that he's helping you with that. So that's what I'm getting. And I do think things will get better in that space. I see that improving through the help of him as well. So best of luck to you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
And Ryan, all the best.
Oh, you're not going to leave? There's one more if you want it.
Yeah. Hi, Laura. Just real quick, the image I got from you was a video of inside the spaceship of astronauts floating around, and I was trying to figure that one out, and I just realized what it was because sometimes my spirit team gives me metaphorical images. I have to dissect it. You need to ground yourself more often because the astronauts are not grounded. They're just floating in space. So make sure you take the appropriate steps to ground your energies and transmute them to Gaia, okay? And take care of your energies. And when you have a negative energy coming into your energy field, get rid of it. Just flush it out. Do you have trees nearby where you live?
Yes, lots of them.
Okay, well then, you know where I'm going with this, right? So, there are many ways to ground and clear your energies. I would suggest, it's kind of like a maintenance protocol. I mean, you wouldn't let your car go 3,000 miles without an oil change. So I would suggest that you continue to flush them energies out of your body. And then take the right steps to keep yourself free and clear. Dream catcher. Do you have a dream catcher?
No, I don't.
eBay for 99 cents out of China. Get some white sage. Get it cleaned up. Dream catcher will take care of them nightmares for you, okay? And also that ringing pitch tone in your ears that you get in either your left or your right ear.
Right
make
ear.
A note of that. Right.
Yeah,
when that happens, take a note of the time. Say you're cooking dinner, you hear that in your ear, you look at the clock, 6:52, it's like, oh, that damn noise. No, it is a damn noise, but the reason for that is you look at the clock, it says 6:52, 6:53, whatever. Write that number down, and that's the message that they're trying to give you. So take a note of that, okay?
Okay, I will.
Are
you
sure? You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, Laura. Laura, give us a call back when you want to and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, we're just knocking these out, folks. So we're going to go to 865. Let's see. 865, hi.
Hey. This is Beth again from Tennessee. I was the one that was listening.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever heard this show, so I didn't really know how it worked. But if there's anything you guys have to tell me, or can you give me any advice on work? It's been really stressful lately, and there's no break ever. And I was just wondering if you had any advice.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Thanks, Ryan. Just let me suffer through that.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, Beth, what I want you to do, because I plugged into you telepathically a little bit ago, I want you to drop your shoulders a little bit and say, ooh, all that negative energy, and I think I talked to a previous caller about this, and I don't mean to interrupt Heather and Natasha's thunder, because they're going to do a better job of this than I can, but your shoulder blades are a dumping ground for negative energy. You're so tight. Unbelievable. You're so tight. It's like when I'm trying to turn my head to the left and to the right, and I can't because my muscles are so tight with you.
Mm-hmm.
You have neck issues. Looking up, looking down, and rotating your head. I'm going to turn it over to them, but I'm going to maybe take this offline with you a little bit later. But I'm going to let Natasha and Heather and them read you, and I'll work with you later on this. Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. And don't worry, you're not a hot mess.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
None of us are hot messes.
As you laugh.
So, okay, good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, Beth. This is Heather. Do you work in some sort of, I feel like the environment that you work in, when you were talking about it, I was getting an image of almost like a, I don't want to say a supermarket, but some place to where it's like you're service oriented and you're helping a lot of people. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
You want me to tell you, or I don't know?
Oh, no, no, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. I feel like that's kind of Spirit's way of showing me that this feeling of like, because of that constant stress, that it's like an assembly line. You have to, you have to keep going, and it feels like that you can anyone can would get caught up in that, because it is so fast paced and moving, and especially dealing with the public, it feels like there's something there where you have to deal with people, and that can be stressful at times as well. First and foremost, they're basically getting they want me to emphasize with you that. Even in a stressful environment like that, like, you can be sort of the light to the situation to help kind of bring people down, that grounding to people. There's something, it's almost like for example, like you'll go to the store sometimes and like you'll be in a manic place and, but something the cashier will say will just sort of bring me to a space of like, yeah, you know what, why am I rushing? Just calm down. Nobody's in a hurry here. So there's something that you have an opportunity in which to bring a little peace and comfort to the space that you're in specifically. So I feel like first I need to tell you that. That's important for you to know that. Even though it seems like at times that you, there isn't the control, I do feel like that's within your span of control. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Or Heather, are you still going?
I'm just Spirit was also giving me some stuff too. I feel like you have that at work, but then I feel like there might be some at home as well. A little bit of stress in terms of the expectation of your role in the family. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay, so it kind of like to me when the stress really hits, it's when your worlds collide and both things are stressed out. It's okay if, like, your job's stressful and crazy, but then you come home and you have this similar thing. That becomes too much. So it's okay to kind of call for a timeout for yourself, because I feel like there's something, too, in particular, and I need to say this to you. There's something about the decompression from going to work to going to home that is important for you. I feel like if you can make your drive longer, if you could do something, I feel like it would be very beneficial for you to extend that period of time so that you can kind of get into that centered, you know, grounding, meditative place to where you can sort of like slough off the day and come home into a better, you know, more equipped to deal with the stresses at home. So hopefully that helps and makes sense to you. But I think there's something in between that window of opportunity where you can ground yourself and really get yourself straight. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, it does. Makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Natasha here, I did pull some angel cards for you. One of them is called Listening, and there's a lady looking up at an angel, and the angel is listening to her. So I think your angels are watching over you in your situation. And I also pulled the Abundance card for you. So, I mean, what I'm wondering is, do you like this job? Is this where you want to be?
Yeah.
You do like
so.
It.
Okay. I feel like I don't want to give up on it.
Okay, so then why is it stressing you out?
Because I feel like...
Why is your job?
Yes. Well, I guess I feel underappreciated.
Okay. So you just want them to recognize you more, basically?
And it's like it's like every day it's a fire to put out, basically.
Okay.
Like I can plan the day and get there and, like, everything goes nuts and my whole day's crashed and I don't get anything done that I needed to. And it's just always chaotic, I guess.
Okay. I mean, I have an office job, so I know how you feel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All you do when it just seems like the workload is more than it should be, et cetera, you just go in and you do your best. You just say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. And if they want something more than this, they can hire another person.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only going to do what you need to do, and then the rest is up to them. As long as you're making a good effort, that's all you need to do. You don't have to worry about it like as if you're the owner. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So there's this, you have to bring some detachment with you. Just do your best and then let it go. And when I get stressed out, I say to myself, let go, let God. Right? So you allow yourself to be guided by the universe, et cetera. And then is your home life pretty peaceful?
Sometimes.
Oh, dear.
Can be.
Okay. And that's very important because you can't control everything at work, but you can control a lot at home.
Yeah, it's mainly just me coming home still decompressing from work.
Yeah, Well, and you don't have to go straight home because when I was in that kind of a situation, I'd go straight to Chapters, get myself a drink, get myself a magazine, and just go chill out for a while before I go home. You know, that's an idea. Just find a peaceful pit stop.
All right.
Or sing Hugh, sing Hugh, sing some sort of chant in the car. That'll raise your vibration too. Okay.
True.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I got for you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thanks.
And Heather,
you,
just, I mean, Beth, just one last thing before we go with you. When you were talking, the first thing I saw was a pink heart, and then I saw wings, and I saw a fairy in the dark woods, and I know that sounds funny, but I do see things like that sometimes when I'm looking inside there, and it was like the fairy was giving the message of lighten up, try to lighten up as much as you can, since you are in so much stress, there is so much stress around you. Do whatever you can to lighten up, just like what everybody else was telling you. The fairy is sending you pink energy, lots of pink energy. Whatever that is in the background, we need to let that go. The fairy is sending you pink energy.
Not me.
And it's sending you, telling you about your heart space and to remember to guard your heart. Ooh, what is that noise? To remember to
what
guard
is
your
that?
Heart. I don't know. And we all need to guard our hearts because stress can do a lot to our hearts. And so that was the main message. Remember to guard your heart in every way that you can. So there you go. So
thank
please
you.
Give us a call. Uh-huh. You're welcome. Give us a call back let us know. What's that?
What did she say the abundance card meant? I think I missed that.
Let's see. Natasha?
Sorry.
Yeah, the significance of the abundance card would be, to me anyway, you don't have to be at that job. You can make abundance many ways. And showing me abundance is headed your way as well.
Okay.
Really nice.
Well, way to end it on a positive note, so thank you.
There
all.
You go. You're welcome.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan.
So we'll talk to you later, and I'm going to move on to probably our last caller. It's 613. Hello? 613?
Hi there. Hi.
Who is this, and where are you from?
It's Jody Weber, and I'm from Ontario, Canada.
All right. Jody.
Jody, Natasha here. I'm from Ontario as well.
Oh, are you? Oh, where are you from?
Kitchener.
Awesome.
Are you
I'm
Ottawa?
I'm Kingston.
Kingston, okay. We're not too far away.
No, not too far at all. That's awesome.
So do you have a question for us?
Not a specific question, just wondering what message you have for me to see what pops up.
I'm seeing a lot of green around. There's lots of green here. Green grass, green trees. And just trying to see if there's also some pink in here too, like I saw in the last. I love seeing the pink. Green is about, well, green is a healing color, and it represents the heart
mm-hmm.
also. And I'm just trying to see what the animal is. It looks like a butterfly, and it looks orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's an orange butterfly. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And butterfly is all about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and it's a great time to be it's about change, transformation, and it also reminds us about colors, to wear brighter colors, if you feel to, to just get into colors more, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
It's all about light, lightening up and being joyous, and it's just, oh, I love the butterfly. It's such a positive animal. Well, all the animals are positive in their own way, but
It says get ready for a big change.
Nice.
It's also about changing a habit, a way of thinking, a lifestyle is changing, transition, and just all of that. And it can be, it's like a time of being very attractive, too. And people are naturally drawn to you. So it's
nice.
It's also getting out of a toxic environment and getting into clean air, clean water, and stuff like that. And I would imagine hugging trees, just like Ryan
nice.
Talks about a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
There you go.
Love it. I love
there you
it.
Go.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jody, this is Heather. Is there a literal graduate? I feel like when I tune into your energy, there's something with a graduation. So if it's not literal, it's like there's some sort of event coming up for you. And I connect it with your family. Do you understand this?
Nothing that I know of.
It feels like there's something. I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting, and I'm getting the connection with family. I feel like that's big for you. I feel like there's also, I feel like there's a graduation or almost like an elevation around the family specifically. And I feel family is big for you, or I feel this around you a lot right now. And I feel like it's almost like kind of looking at the reflection at your family and sort of the life that you've created and just the joyness around that. I feel like that's where you're at this point in time in life. There's
nice.
Something kind of good about looking in the rearview mirror and being very proud of where you've come. And I feel like that's something I really just need to share with you. There's a sense of joy and pride with the life you've created and the family that you have. And so it's just beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
that does resonate. Yes, very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you? It's funny because you happen to have a daughter?
I have two.
Okay. There's one in particular. So my daughter's graduating from high school this year. So I literally was late to this call because I was putting together her yearbook dedication. I'm getting. Like the graduation around your daughter in particular. So
okay.
I don't know what that is, but there's something connected with your daughter in particular. Either she's recently graduated or will be, but it's almost like the sense of pride in the family and what has been accomplished. So
she'll be graduating next year is when she'll graduate. So
okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So, All right, perfect. I always trust my guides, and I'm like, that's what they're giving me. So, yeah, so you are going to be entering the phase where I am right now. And so Spirit was projecting what I'm going through right now a little bit to you, and I was like, okay, well, let's see. So I have to tell you, like, when you go through the graduation process, there's a lot of emotions that are invoked. Anyway, so and that's kind of what they're showing me with you. Sorry, was that? Are you still there?
Yep, that wasn't me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that came from.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha. So they're basically, like for myself, I didn't expect to have all these emotions, but wow. Like, and so they're just really taking me to that place with you, and that's kind of what's coming up in the forefront. And it's all good. It's all reminiscing, and there's something very fascinating about having a child graduating and looking back and saying, I did something right. Like, I did well, and I feel that for you. And so just good job, because you're a phenomenal mother. You've taught your girls so much. And I just really sense that pride and love that you've instilled. And your children are absolutely a reflection of you, and that's a good thing. So congratulations.
Aww, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice to
hear.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, Natasha here. I pulled some angel cards for you. And
okay.
I got Miracle, and I got blessings. And I do feel like you're in a good place in your life right now. Would you say so?
I'm really starting to feel it lately, yes. Yeah, it feels good.
Okay, good.
Finally.
So, yeah, you just, you know, miracles and blessings are around you. Are you a healer or a singer?
Healer, do not sing. Please don't make me sing.
Okay, because you know what I hear? This is weird. You will not make
me sing. We're all a little pitchy tonight.
Now I'm kind of curious.
But I can actually hear your healing ability in your voice.
Oh,
I can
nice.
Hear it.
Oh, very
I
nice.
I have some weird superpowers. yeah, your voice is actually really important. And I don't know if you maybe do want to sing or don't want to sing. I mean, that's entirely up to you. But that's a voice you should be sharing with a lot of people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't even sing in front of myself.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you walk into a room and you start talking, it's not even just about what you're saying. Your tone of voice is actually tuning the vibration around you. You're raising the vibration.
Oh, wow. Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and that's just my intuition. That wasn't the angel cards.
Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
That's
funny
because
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny because I've never liked my voice, so it's kind of interesting.
Oh, no, you have a very nice, soothing voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's really all I have for you. I feel like you're in a really good place, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, perfect. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Nope. Heather, Natasha, and Jan, you guys nailed it. I have nothing more value to add. I mean, yeah, all I can say is you don't want to hear me sing.
That's what I sound like.
Yeah, no. I you want to hear brake squealing? That's what Ryan sounds like. It's like when you watch America's Got Talent, no chairs are turning for this guy.
Hey, one of these days you and I are doing karaoke together. How's that?
Oh, God.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, everybody. That's good to hear. I'm feeling it, but it's really good to get the confirmation. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and one last thing, Jody. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to own it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to own it. That was the biggest obstacle when I found out I was a healer back in 2015, is it took me months of self-denial. I'm like, are you kidding me? What am I doing here, Ryan? I know what the hell I'm doing. You have to, when you own it, say, I am that I am. You are a part of God. You are a part of the splitter. You are a part of prime source reality. You are a part of God. You are a God. So own it if it's yours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jody. We'll love to hear from
you. Bye,
Jody.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank you. I think we're going to wrap it up because we're about 2 minutes out is all. And
yep.
Thank you, everybody. This is a great show, great readings, just beautiful. And, yeah, they're telling me that it's going to end in a second, and if it hasn't already ended. But if I'm just going to go ahead and I think, hasn't Divine Connections gone to Thursday night? Is that, do you know that, Ryan?
The pieces are still moving the puzzle. I do not know what's going on right now.
Okay. All right. Well, usually Wednesday night, yeah. Then I won't say if they're moving or not. I'll just talk about Wednesday night is Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers, and it's at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. These are the shows that we have for the Sacred Embers group. Thursday night is usually, wait a minute, did I just mess that up? Wednesday night is usually Divine Connections. It may be Angel Antics,
Thursday night is Angel Antics, but Divine Connections is with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue DiAlamante, Jody Higgins, and they're either on Wednesday or Thursday night. Friday night, of course, is Enter the Light, and that's with Shannon Johnson, Ryan Adragna, Natasha Scott, Heather Filona, and Jan Drake Bakke.